So your delegates to the CBWC Assembly were Jen, I was going to say Jen Bingham, sort of an interesting collaboration of names, Jen Milley and Michael Bingham and Monica. And they asked me to share a couple of thoughts. So I'm just going to share a couple of thoughts. There's like so much to process and so much to talk about, but we'll do a lot more of that at the spring business meeting. So we went there to do our best to create space, space for reflection and discussion, and space for all the people of God, including LGBTQ plus folks, and to propose adding space to the identity statement that the CBWC board had proposed. So that was kind of the focal, the focus of the AGM, of the assembly. And I just want you to know how proud, and I'm going to get a bit teary, I think, because it's been a pretty emotional few days, but I was so proud of our delegates. And I see that Michael and Jen have snuck out of church this morning. They might be on Zoom. And really proud of Monica too. And I just felt so proud to be part of our church. And I need to warn you that we're a pretty famous church in the CBWC now. And our proposed amendments were to add soul freedom and to the identity statement, and to take out the marriage statement that they'd put in the identity statement. And neither of those amendments passed. The board had set a 67% target for the whole identity statement to pass, and it got 69%. So it meant that the identity statement just passed. And before we went there, I didn't expect that, you know, that the results would go our way. But when it was so painfully close, it makes it a bit more painful in some ways. So there's been a lot of tears, but we also discovered that we're far from alone in the CBWC. And you'll hear a lot more about it at the spring business meeting, but there were just so many amazing people there who were being really brave and courageous and vulnerable. And so that happened, you know, and yeah. And in the meantime, I think you should give Monica a big hug for all the work she did there. And when you see Michael and Jen, give them big hugs too. And yeah, and there'll be a lot more to tell at the spring business meeting.